This is the song She Came On To Me by Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. I talked to Joe Lewis over the phone as he tried to spend as much time with his 8-month-old daughter before heading back on the road. You'll probably be able to hear her as well. Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears are stopping by Tower Theater in OKC on December 14th. During this interview, he talked about the future of the band as well as his daughter. I really appreciate you sitting down to talk to me. You don't really seem like the kind of guy who likes doing kind of, you know, promotional stuff and, you know, social media in general.
Yeah, the social media bugs the shit out of me, Connor.
Is it difficult more than, you know, like when you first started playing bars and stuff with all the social media?
Yeah, it's just like it wasn't like quite as big a deal back then. And then just over the years, it's gotten to be a big thing, and I kind of like, I got a little behind on that, and then, you know, it's just the way to it became like the number one way to advertise yourself, you know. And I'm just not really, I'm kind of old, I don't like taking pictures of everything that I do and shit, you know. Wish there was like other things that we could focus on as musicians.
As like a touring musicians, I feel like you guys get to see the United States a lot differently than other people just traveling mainly by road. You got any tour or traveling on the road stories?
Oh man, there's a lot of them. Our band broke down outside in the desert, and like these cops, it was like kind of sitting in a really bad spot, so the cops were trying to get us to move it real bad, but they were like super unhelpful and shit, and we had to call we got a tow truck to come out, and it was like we all rode in the van on top of the tow truck and stuff. So that's probably like the last eventful thing that happened. For the most part, nothing really happens, man. Stuff like back when we were in our early 20s touring, you know, that's when all the crazy stuff would go down.
Yeah, how old are you now?
38.
Yeah, and this kind of tour and all these dates are kind of in honor of 10 years since Tell 'Em What Your Name Is, right?
Yeah, kind of. You know, we kind of, it's been deviating from that a little bit because it's just been going on for so long, but yeah, we play a bunch of old shit in the top half, and we kind of start doing some newer stuff towards the end.
What do you think about that album nowadays?
Not a lot, you know. I just kind of, it was my biggest album, but probably my least favorite one. I just feel like, yeah, I'm better now as a musician and stuff, and the band's better, and, you know, I have more full control over what I'm doing now versus back then. It's kind of like there's like a bunch of shady shit going on with the other guy that I started the band with and whatnot. There's like a bunch of tug of war going on with the mixes and stuff like that and whatnot. So,
well, as we enter like, you know, the next year, it's going to be end of the decade. Have you gotten much of a chance to kind of reflect over the last 10 years?
Oh, yeah, man. All the time, you know, just thinking about how things and things went, where we are now. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of stuff you can reflect on with that. I think that we've done good. Still be around here at 10 years later. I think that's a pretty good accomplishment. So see what comes up, what's happening down the road.
Where do you and the band see yourself in another 10 years?
Yeah, who knows, man. All you can do is go out and do what you like to do, and hopefully you put all your energy into it and see what happens. It's too hard to tell what's going to happen tomorrow with this business, you know.
Is there anything that you're working on right now?
We were talking about going in and trying to work on some new stuff to put out for this coming year, you know, at some point. We got some singles and stuff like that, and we're going to start kind of sprinkling out there and whatnot, some videos. But yeah, we're going to go in and try to kind of pull it out next year at some point.
Has having a child affected your musicianship at all?
Oh yeah, it makes it a lot harder to find time to write. You know, like right now I'm just sitting here and she's just fucking spinning, doing 360s of my arms and shit. You know, it's a little bit tougher. Got to be a little bit more dedicated with finding time to do your shit, do your work. You know, they take up all your time. When you're off the road, you know, you're not like, you know, doing your day job every day. You gotta have a babysitter, so you're gonna be a house dad when I'm at home.
Does it make it hard, touring nowadays?
Definitely, it's harder to leave, and you know, 'cause you miss your kid and all that you want to be there for and shit. So it definitely changes how much you're willing to do, I guess, how long you want to be out and whatnot, you know, and trying to find ways to make money more without having to leave town and stuff.
You got any advice for other people who have to tour and go out on the road with families?
I guess just try to FaceTime home every night. You know, there's a couple other guys in the band that have had kids too for a while, you know, that are older than mine. So, like, I get to ask them shit and whatnot. You know, it definitely makes it not as fun.
Do they like your music?
I don't know yet. She's kind of still all over the place. I can't tell what she's into yet. She's too young. But
is it too loud and rowdy for her to listen to at this this age?
Yeah, she can't pay attention to anything more than like 5 seconds. You know, let's see. She's pretty got a lot of energy. Want to do whatever she wants to do. So,
what can people expect for your show? I remember listening to another interview that you did where you kind of just observed that there were a lot of white dudes with beards, I think, that are always at your show.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, definitely expect to see a lot of middle-aged white men, I guess. Hopefully there'll be some chicks. We have a hard time with that. We're like kind of like Rush, a metal band, where it's like we have a heavy male audience, which is fine. And we always sell out of XL shirts first.
Well, thanks for taking out the time to speak with me. Good luck taking care of your daughter. She seems really rambunctious, even over the phone.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Again, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears are coming to Tower Theater in OKC on December 14th. You can find more information at towertheaterokc.com.